6:44. This is 1320 WILS. You know, the hotel industry is now trying to maneuver itself to become more appealing to millennials. Larry Hamilton is a developer based down in Dallas. He's with LorenzoHotel.com. Larry, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah. Now, do you develop, is it just hotels or other kinds of things?
No. Our big position down here, we were the people that really started adapting older historic buildings for mixed use, and we've done loft apartments as well as hotels.
Okay. So in general, what does the millennials look for when you're trying to fashion a hotel room or even a building for millennials? What are you doing?
Well, we're trying to be hip, cool, edgy, stimulating, art-centric. We describe the Lorenzo Hotel, our latest, as being very art-centric. Uh-huh. I think millennials are looking for authenticity. What they're not looking for is pomp, grandeur, excessive luxury.
So they like character?
Kind of in the old sense.
Yeah, they like character.
Yeah, they're more interested in character, I think, and creativity. They're not, you know, interesting in the hotels, the past has been the place for the branded hotel that kind of has a style that has sameness from area to area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now people are more interested in having a different experience and going to a hotel that has and it's kind of like loft apartments are that way.
They want to feel like their hotel room is not like all the others, basically?
I think so. One of the I think today's hotel guest has a sense of themselves and their own style and everything, and they don't want to be one of the multitude.
Hmm.
So all of our projects, whether residential or the hotels, we try to give back a little bit of the individuality and let that be expressed. And I think the guests appreciate it.
Yeah. It's Larry Hamilton, developer down there in Dallas. And your Lorenzo Hotel, how big of a hotel is that down there?
It's 237 keys. It's a 12-story hotel. It's downtown. It's just 2 blocks from the Dallas Convention Center.
Wow, okay.
But it's on the sort of the wrong side of downtown, as it were. It's the southerly side, which is kind of an emerging area, the Cedars neighborhood. And it's the early adopters, of course, in a lot of these neighborhoods are art galleries, art studios, urban pioneers. And ours hotel is kind of a signal. It's a very art-centric neighborhood, and the hotel is art-centric.
Huh, okay. And what you say it's what is that neighborhood like right now, then?
Well, it's mixed. It was... it's only 2 blocks from City Hall, but it's on the south side of the downtown, whereas the big office buildings that are 50, 60 stories tend to be
side.
On the north side of City Hall.
Gotcha.
So we're kind of, and we describe our hotel as being cheap chic. And one of the supreme compliments I got a few weeks ago was one of our guests was getting a kolache out at our little coffee shop area. And I said, how are you enjoying your stay? He says, it's fantastic. I've got a $400 a night room, and I'm paying $150 a night.
Really?
So that's the supreme compliment.
Yeah, that is a good deal. Mm-hmm. How do you make it chic, then? What do you do to make it chic?
Well, we've got eye candy everywhere you look, and if someone wants to go on the website, LorenzoHotel.com, they'll see it. But there's the neighborhood we're in is filled with art galleries and art studios, and we've got their art plastered all over the place.
Yeah. Now, is that really the key? I mean, to put on the artwork itself, can that change the whole atmosphere there?
I think so. And the furniture is very eclectic.
Yeah.
It's an interesting hotel because it's where Tina Turner split from Ike. It's a 1971 building.
Oh, really?
And
it happened right there in the hotel, you're saying?
They were doing a concert in Dallas, and they were headed to the Statler Hilton for their stay. And she was abused on the way in, so they checked in. She waited until he was asleep, and then she hiked about 8 blocks across the freeway to our hotel, had no money on her, and the manager of the hotel put her up in the presidential suite and put a stationed a guard outside the door. So that's in her memoir.
Oh, did I? Did he come after her to the hotel? Or?
He didn't know. He didn't have any way to come after her, I don't suppose. Uh-huh. She was a little subtle about it.
Yeah, so that, is that room, is it like the Tina Turner room? Or
It's a theme suite we call Cake. And it's designed after Marie Antoinette with a heavily French theme, very ornate.
It's Larry Hamilton, Dallas developer. It's the LorenzoHotel.com. Check him out down there. Hey, Larry, thanks.
Thank you very much, Mike.
1320 WILS, 650. Let's talk about habits. You know, you have good habits, you have bad habits, but changing them and making those changes last, there's a real secret to that. My next guest has spent years studying this. Dr. Sean D. Young is the author of the new book, Stick With It, A Scientifically Proven Process of Changing Your Life for Good. Dr. Young, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me.